Time Flies, an evening of comic one-acts by David Ives, recorded before an audience by LA Theatre Works. In the wildly inventive world of David Ives, two mayflies go on a date, a young American tourist seeks medical treatment in Mexico, and a man decides to become French impressionist Edgar Degas. Sexy, funny, and surprisingly touching, these gems tickled off-Broadway audiences and critics. And now, Time Flies, an evening of comic one-acts by David Ives, directed by Ron West, and featuring Ed Begley Jr., Ari Gross, and Victoria Principal.
Sure Thing. A coffee bar. Betty reads at a table.
Excuse me, this chair taken?
Excuse me?
Is this taken?
Yes, it is.
Oh, sorry.
Sure thing.
Excuse me, this chair taken?
Excuse me?
Is this taken?
No, but I'm expecting somebody in a minute.
Oh, thanks anyway.
Sure thing.
Excuse me, is this chair taken?
No, but I'm expecting somebody very shortly.
Would you mind if I sit here till he or she or it comes?
Well, they do seem to be pretty late.
You never know who you might be turning down.
Sorry. Nice try, though.
Sure thing. Is this seat taken?
No, it's not.
Would you mind if I sit here?
Yes, I would.
Oh. Is this chair taken?
No, it's not.
Would you mind if I sit here?
No, go ahead.
Thanks. Every place else seems to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Great place.
Mm-hmm.
What's the book?
I just wanted to read in quiet, if you don't mind.
No. Sure thing. Every place else seems to be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Great place for reading.
Yes, I like it.
What's the book?
The Sound and the Fury.
Oh, Hemingway. What's the book?
The Sound and the Fury.
Oh, Faulkner.
Have you read it?
Not actually. I've sure read about it, though. It's supposed to be great.
It is great.
I hear it's great. Waiter. What's the book?
The Sound and the Fury.
Oh, Faulkner.
Have you read it?
I'm a Mets fan myself.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I read it in college.
Where was college?
I went to Oral Roberts University.
Where was college?
I was lying. I never really went to college. I just liked to party.
Where was college?
Harvard.
Oh, do you like Faulkner?
I love Faulkner. I spent a whole winter reading him once.
I've just started.
I was so excited after 10 pages that I went out and bought everything else he wrote. One of the greatest reading experiences of my life. I mean, all that incredible psychological understanding, page after page of gorgeous prose, his profound grasp of the mystery of time and human existence, the smells of the earth. What did you think?
I think it's pretty boring.
What's the book?
The Sound and the Fury.
Oh, Faulkner.
Do you like Faulkner?
I love Faulkner.
He's incredible.
I spent a whole winter reading him once.
I was so excited after 10 pages that I went out and bought everything else he wrote.
All that incredible psychological understanding.
And the prose is so gorgeous.
And the way he's grasped the mystery of time.
And human existence. Oh, I can't believe I've waited this long to read him.
You never know. You might not have liked him before.
That's true.
You might not have been ready for him. You have to hit these things at the right moment, or it's no good.
That's happened to me.
It's all in the timing. My name's Bill, by the way.
I'm Betty.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought reading Faulkner was a great experience.
Yes.
The Sound and the Fury.
Well, onward and upwards.
Waiter. You have to hit these things at the right moment or it's no good.
That's happened to me.
It's all in the timing. My name's Bill, by the way.
I'm Betty.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you come in here a lot?
Actually, I'm just in town for 2 days from Pakistan.
Oh, Pakistan. My name's Bill, by the way.
I'm Betty.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you come in here a lot?
Every once in a while. Do you?
Not so much anymore, not as much as I used to. Before my nervous breakdown. Do you come in here a lot?
Why are you asking?
Just interested.
Are you really interested, or do you just want to pick me up?
No, I'm really interested.
Why would you be interested in whether I come in here a lot?
Just getting acquainted.
Maybe you're only interested for the sake of making small talk, long enough to ask me back to your place to listen to some music, or because you've just rented some great tape for your VCR, or because you've got some terrific unknown Django Reinhardt record. Only all you really want to do is screw, which you won't do very well. After which, you'll go into the bathroom and pee very loudly, then pad into the kitchen and get yourself a beer from the refrigerator without asking me whether I'd like anything. And then you'll proceed to lie back down beside me and confess that you've got a girlfriend named Stephanie who's away at medical school in Belgium for a year, and that you've been involved with her off and on in what you'll call a very intricate relationship for about 7 years, none of which interests me, mister.
Okay. Do you come in here a lot?
Every other day, I think.
I come in here quite a lot. I don't remember seeing you.
I guess we must be on different schedules.
Misconnection.
Yes, different time zones.
Amazing how you can live right next door to somebody in this town, never even know it.
I know.
City life.
It's crazy.
We probably pass each other in the street every day, right in front of this place, probably.
Yep.
Well, the waiters here sure seem to be in some different time zone. I can't seem to locate one anywhere. Waiter. So what are you... Oh, you're reading.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Sorry.
I guess we must be on different schedules.
Misconnection.
Yes, different time zones.
Amazing how you can live right next door to somebody in this town, never even know it.
I know.
City life.
It's crazy.
You weren't waiting for somebody when I came in, were you?
Actually, I was.
Oh, boyfriend?
Sort of.
What's a sort of boyfriend?
My husband.
Aha. You weren't waiting for somebody when I came in, were you?
Actually, I was.
Oh, boyfriend?
Sort of.
What's a sort of boyfriend?
We were meeting here to break up.
Mm-hmm. What's a sort of boyfriend?
My lover. Here she comes right now.
You weren't waiting for somebody when I came in, were you?
No, just reading.
Sort of a sad occupation for a Friday night, isn't it? Reading here all by yourself?
Do you think so?
Well, sure. I mean, what's a good-looking woman like you doing out alone on a Friday night?
Trying to keep away from lines like that.
No, listen, you weren't waiting for somebody when I came in, were you?
No, just reading.
Sort of a sad occupation for a Friday night, isn't it? Reading here all by yourself?
I guess it is, in a way.
What is a good-looking woman like you doing out alone on a Friday night anyway? No offense, but...
Well, I'm out alone on a Friday night for the first time in a very long time.
Oh.
You see, I just recently ended a relationship
of
rather long standing.
I'm sorry. Well, listen, since reading by yourself is such a sad occupation for Friday night, would you like to go elsewhere?
No.
Do something else?
No, thanks.
I was headed out to the movies a little while anyway.
I don't think so.
Big chance to let Faulkner catch his breath. All those long sentences get him pretty tired.
Thanks, anyway.
Okay.
I appreciate the invitation.
Sure thing. You weren't waiting for somebody when I came in, were you?
No, just reading.
Sort of a... Sad occupation for Friday night, isn't it? Reading here all by yourself?
Oh, I guess I was trying to think of it as existentially romantic. You know, cappuccino, great literature, rainy night.
Oh, now that only works in Paris. We could hop the late plane to Paris, get in a Concorde, find a cafe.
I'm a little short on plane fare tonight.
Darn it, so am I.
To tell you the truth, I was headed to the movies after I finished this section. Would you like to come along, since you can't locate a waiter?
That's a very nice offer, but,
Girlfriend?
Two, actually. One of them's pregnant, and Stephanie...
Girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend. Not if you mean the castrating bitch I dumped last night.
Girlfriend?
Sort of. Sort of.
What's a sort of girlfriend?
My mother. I just ended a relationship, actually.
Oh.
Of rather long standing.
I'm sorry to hear it.
This is my first night out alone in a long time. I feel a little bit at sea, to tell you the truth.
So, you didn't stop to talk because you're a Mooney, or you have some weird political affiliation?
No. Straight down the ticket Republican. Straight down the ticket Democrat. Can I tell you something about politics? I like to think of myself as a citizen of the universe. I'm unaffiliated.
That's a relief. So am I.
I vote my beliefs.
Labels are not important.
Labels are not important, exactly. Take me, for example. I mean, what does it matter if I had a 2-point, 3-point, 4-point at college? Or if I did come from Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Westchester.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?